something heard quite a bit just there in those last few minutes about what's happening locally, and also the scale of the challenge. You're on this plane and the drinks are still being served. How are we going to respond to that challenge, and how we are doing so regionally as well, is something we need to understand, so how the local efforts do fit into the regional context. And to that end, I'd like to introduce Helen Chadwick from the Regional Assembly to set the regional context.
Hi, I'm Helen Chadwick. I work at the Regional Assembly, and I'm the energy coordinator, the regional energy coordinator. I have to say, once you hear what Jerome said, everything that we do seems very kind of small beer. But basically, what we've been trying to do within all of the regional bodies, but obviously I'm telling you a little bit more about the assembly, is we've been trying to kind of put in place the right policy framework and bring the right stakeholders together so that we can start to address this whole issue. The region has an integrated regional strategy, which has got a set of priorities which includes climate change, and we've been trying to take forward action on that and embed that within things like the regional spatial strategy to make sure we've got the right kind of policies. So there are policies on renewable energy, there are policies on, just in the new one there'll be a policy on low carbon new development. There are policies on things to do with adaptation to climate change as well. For example, encouraging sustainable urban drainage systems and looking at green infrastructure. So all really, you know, important things. There's a long way still to go. My particular area is the energy strategy, which we've worked together with Government Office and ENDA to develop an integrated energy strategy. And we have an agreed set of priorities that we're trying to take forward to reduce carbon emissions. Again, obviously there's a long way to go there, but some of the areas are the areas that you see around you, particularly to do with the built environment and planning and design. And they're taking a strong lead on business performance and the new energy opportunities in terms of new technology. And one of the big things just recently is the Energy Technology Institute has come to this region, and that, you know, was to some extent to do with the work that ENDA has been doing. And similarly, we've taken on, with GoEM leading, a role of trying to communicate the whole challenge and actually get people to understand that it's not just an environmental challenge, it is a social and economic challenge, and that's really where we have to start. And then one of the things that we've done there is to try and build the leadership within the region. So we took a very kind of coordinated role in trying to encourage all of the local authorities to sign the Nottingham Declaration. Now that's just a piece of paper, and you can sign it and you can put it on your wall or in your display cabinet, and that is nothing. So what we want to do is make sure that people actually do move on that Nottingham Declaration and have a real commitment. So we have kind of built a political commitment to the Nottingham Declaration. And now not only have all of the local authorities within the region signed, we were the first region to have all our local authorities signed. ENDA has also, ENRA has also signed, and so have all of the health bodies signed together. And we're looking at trying to get some of the other strategic bodies to sign. And as well as that, we're looking at programmes of training and capacity building so that people can understand how they can act on it, because, you know, there are so many issues that are all related to climate change, and you think, we'll do this, and then you realise that that's such a good idea because it's contradictory in other ways. So we want to try and do the best we can working together and bringing everybody on board together. You know, for example, we don't want to put in place a 350 megawatt biomass plant in the East Midlands that then imports biomass from sustainable forests in America and Canada. Doesn't seem like the best thing. We want to kind of build the local capacity, build the local market, local food, local fuel, all of those issues. And we've got a long way to go, but hopefully this is really going to help build the pressure behind it so that we can keep pushing forward. And we have got political commitments across the region, not in terms of us having elected members, but the elected members who stand for each of the local authorities. They're ready to move on it. So we have the kind of, we've got the wheels on the car. We might not be moving very fast yet, but we've got the opportunity to move forward now. And I think we've got the right framework in place. So looking forward to hearing what everyone has to say, because I think this is going to be a really useful session. Thanks very much for coming.
Thanks, Helen.